What's hot, what's not in the markets? We're with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Portland, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. The latest USDA supply-demand report now in the rearview mirror. What did we learn, Tommy?
Friday's USDA report, Don, could have been one of the most over-anticipated, lackluster reports I've ever traded in my career, and trying to help farmers sell bushels and manage risk, nothing happened, right? So here we are. Markets are open Monday. They're a little lower, and what do we have left? We have too many bushels. It wasn't a secret for the report. The local basis, your local cash market, was telling you we have too many beans. And the USDA said, yep, we got too many beans, too much corn. I thought there'd be a little better action in the wheat, maybe a little more bullishness in the corn, but we just didn't see it in the price action.
So we move quickly to what's going on with the trade talks with China, weather, those kind of things?
We could. You know, when I looked at the Twitter sphere this weekend, I more saw that President Trump and the gal running from Minnesota were having a little Twitter war. He was joking about snow, and she was joking about his hair. So I would say with those tweets, we're not too much closer to a China trade resolution. So we may have a more serious problem, and I think it's time for farmers to go to plan B here on what's going to happen here with these lower price levels and poor basis here in the Red River Valley.
We got plenty of snow cover right now, but we're not that far away from planting if you step back and look at things.
Yeah, we figure 75 days, you know, farmers will be out there. So you can't imagine you'll be planting a crop when it's minus 30 degrees and your car or pickup won't start, but it's going to happen. So we got to have a plan for old crop bushels. We have to get ready for new crop bushels. If farming's different, you're not going to dial it down, right? So if ethanol's struggling, maybe they dial down the grind. In farming, your only way to get out of this is by producing more bushels. It really's got to get a farmer thinking on what they're going to do to manage price in 2019.
That's Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Portland, North Dakota.